Tonight matters, as do all the games from here on in. Coach Colleton joins us from Phoenix. You know, we were just out there with you.
Wow, you're lucky, guys.
Yeah, we had a good time. We played a little golf. We hung out. I waited for you to come by. You never did.
No one told me.
Big game tonight, but first let's check in on your brackets.
Yeah, things are going well.
Really?
I just want to be in the mix. Just want to be in the mix at the end. That's the key. That's all I'm looking for.
I have 8 teams left in the Sweet 16. I've never had this pathetic a year ever.
Well, can't be great all the time.
No, ridiculous. All right, let's talk about the game. Arizona tonight, obviously these are all must wins. How do you match up? You feel good about it?
Well, we got to play similarly as we did last game, I think. And actually, you know, over this stretch, overall, I think we played pretty well, especially defensively. The goals haven't come as easy, and that's something that, you know, we got to try to manufacture a little more offense by getting to the net, which we did. I mean, in Anisimov's goal, you know, in the last game, he just went to the net, got a tip. I think we got to find a way to have a few more of those. And hopefully, you know, our rush chances, our power play can come through. But I think defensively, we've made some big strides, and that puts us in a position to win. And we need a similar effort tonight.
Do you feel like the guys are pressing at all because of the importance of the games, or it's just hockey?
I think it's just hockey, and things tighten up here as you get closer to the end. And the commitment defensively throughout the league is much higher, much better. And you got to find a way to score. And, you know, the other way, it is hard to score goals. So defensively, you can't be giving away any freebies, and that'll be a focus tonight.
How much of a relief was it to finally click on the power play the other night with Anisimov's goal?
Yeah, that was big, obviously. You know, I think the power plays we've had recently have been pretty good. We just haven't converted. But sometimes, you know, as I said, you just got to get to the net, get a tip, get a screen, and those are the goals that often go in at this time of year. Doesn't mean we don't, you know, we can still score those other ones, those backdoor one-timers and whatnot, but there's just few of them. It's tighter. It's harder to connect, but hopefully we can, you know, use that positive energy, you know, first of all, scoring, but also when we're going to look at the video and see the chances we created on the power play, and we can build on that.
Is there a harder position in sports to play than NHL goalie? I mean, you think about the speed of these guys, the size of these guys, and all you have to do is stop that little frozen disc coming at your head at 100 miles an hour that you, in all likelihood, aren't going to see because there's 10 other guys that are going to screen your vision.
I wouldn't want to be in there, that's for sure. So
I mean, it's a ridiculous position to play. I don't know how these guys keep it under 10 goals a game. And, you know, the best goalies in the league are 2.1, 2.5. It's amazing.
Yeah, they're great athletes. And also, I think mentally it's such a challenge to stay focused for 60 minutes. They don't get a break when they're, you know, they don't get to come to the bench and take a couple minutes off. They're always on and always prepared. And clearly it's, you know, it's a big challenge.
So, you've been in the NHL for a while now. You've known the game your whole life, practically. You feel like you've learned anything new this season that maybe you didn't know before with the National Hockey League game?
Hard question to answer. I think things constantly evolve. So, the league changes. You adapt with your team. I think the game that works 3 years ago doesn't necessarily work now. You got to keep getting better, and that's even within a season. I think our game has evolved as the year has gone on. We've made some you know, adaptations to how we're playing, and that will continue. So I don't know if I can point to one thing.
Jeremy, I don't know what the streak is right now, but Duncan Keith has been using Eric Gustafson's stick, and it's been working for him. Is that something that happened on accident, or does someone suggest it to break up when you're having a slump?
Well, I think certain guys are more open to doing that kind of thing. I think some players, seeing how they have their pattern, they've been using it for a long time, they don't really want to change it too much. A guy like Dunks, he's always looking for something different. He's trying, he's looking at, you know, other guys' sticks, and I'm going to try this. And yeah, right now it seems to be working for him, so hopefully he doesn't feel the need to switch quite yet.
Did you like what you saw with DeBrincat moving back with Taves and Kane the other night?
I thought they were excellent. I think they dominated almost every shift they were out there. The puck didn't go in for them, but They created a lot of chances, and it just gives our team momentum. It gives our team belief. You know, when you hem a team in for 30, 40 seconds, it's really good for the psyche of your group. So, you know, hopefully they can continue. It's a little bit different on the road. You know, Arizona may match against them, and so we'll kind of see. If they're going to play together, then we need them to be that good. If we're not generating as much, then we may split them up. We'll kind of see how the game goes.
You guys know you got to win them all. How do you keep guys from scoreboard watching in game and focusing in the wrong areas?
Well, we just remind them. We just got to focus on winning one game. It's right in front of us. Get ready for your next shift. It's too hard to win.
And you can't win. You can't win seven tonight.
No. And so if you waste energy, you waste focus, you're not in the moment, then you just make it more difficult for us to get what we need. And what we need is 2 points tonight.
It's Coach Jeremy Carlton, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Are you surprised at all that Vegas has been able to turn their season around? And they're not as good as they were last year by numbers, but that's a really good hockey team.
Well, I think they have an identity. Their work ethic is outstanding, and they pressure the puck everywhere, and they move the puck forward, and they play a very mature game. They're not interested in gambling out there. They force you to make plays under pressure in your half of the rink, and I think that's the recipe of success that they've had for a couple of years now, and it's a playoff recipe too. You know, there's no reason why they can't have success in the playoffs either.
You know, the one thing I can say about Vegas, though, is they still have the dumbest pregame ceremony ever. And I hope the Golden Knight gets run over by the Zamboni sometime soon. It's like a Renaissance festival on ice. Coach, have enjoyed it and want to keep doing it, so keep winning, please.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Coach Jeremy Carlton, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint.